the cover. So they did have tennis star Naomi Osaka, who made one of the covers. Megan Thee Stallion made the cover, making her the first rapper to be on the cover of Sports Illustrated. And then they also had actress Lena Bloom, and she is the first transgender model to grace their cover.
Okay. So
that hit the internet. Everybody went crazy out of all the spreads and the covers and the stories that came out. So definitely check that out if you haven't seen it yet.
Well, I guess Sports Illustrated got what they wanted to get out of it. You know what I mean? My only thing with, like, all these major brands and companies, are they doing these things just because, like, this is what the moment calls for? Or are they doing the thing because that's really how they feel as a company and part of their mantra, right? But I guess it doesn't matter, right? Because, in this, you know, we live in a capitalist society. It comes down to the bottom line, right? Is everything about cents and dollars?
Definitely. For them, definitely. I mean, how often do we, like, go crazy over Sports Illustrated magazine anymore? Like,
since Tyra.
Back in the day, it was more like, oh, I got to get Sports Illustrated if you're, like, a guy or whatever. But I don't hear people talking about it that much unless there is an amazing cover that's happening. So they jumped on, I feel, maybe it is a trend.
Yeah.
And
but nonetheless, because, you know, I know some people say, like, yeah, even though they jumped on a trend, it's still good because they're recognizing people that normally don't get recognized. So at the end of the day, people are getting recognized. They don't get recognized. So I guess that's all that really matters. And also, I didn't talk about it at the top of the show because I'm still hurting my feelings. Chris Paul couldn't close the deal. The Milwaukee Bucks won the NBA championship. Shout out to Giannis. He gave them a 50-piece in the game six. Chris Paul. It hurts me because when I look at celebrities and entertainers and sport athletes, I think about legacy. And I think about, you've worked this hard to achieve these goals. And I ask myself, what are you going to be remembered for? This dude lost like 3-4 series where he's been up 2-0. And what's awkward is, like, I try to put myself, like, in mentally, like, in, like, Chris, like, different people's shoes. Like, when Chris Paul's hanging out with LeBron, and he's the godfather to LeBron's second son, I presume. Yeah. When you're hanging around all the other guys that have rings and stuff, don't you feel kind of awkward? Like, I would feel awkward. Like, we all have money, right? So that's a common denominator. Like, so that cancels out. What's the major thing that makes us different? Who has a champion, who doesn't? Chris Paul lost an opportunity to get one, man. And it really hurts because I know it's going to eat him up forever. Imagine, like, your whole thing in life was to play basketball. You're on the largest stage. You finally get there after 16 years. And you fail.
I mean, I feel like it's how you look at it.
And, Lorena, I'll let you go and say it. And let me tell you this. State Farm got to drop Chris Paul. I don't want to see no more State Farm commercials.
Why?
No, it doesn't ring the same way no more, man. Like a true friend, State Farm is here. State Farm wasn't there for him in the finals, though.
What does State Farm have to do with how he was playing or how everything panned out? Don't mess with the man's bank. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, man, it's crazy. Listen, he's making $44 million next year. Living in. Relax, he's all right. He's like one of four players to make $300 million in his basketball career. Totality.
So it's all how you look at everything.
Still no rings.
He's still able to change his life, change his family's life. Fine.
I hate when people say that. Yes, of course, those things are great and amazing. But what's the point? Like, okay, now I ask you this. Now, I know for you, because you're more a publicist. But for me, like, I don't do this. Just like, I do because I love doing it in terms of this broadcasting thing. But, yo, I want to be the best urban broadcaster in the country. I want to be syndicated like Howard Stern syndicated.
Like, but if you don't get to that point, you're going to feel like you failed and you're going to be miserable.
I don't feel like I failed. Of course. I would have enjoyed the people that we've interviewed, the things that we've got to experience because of this. But yeah, it does feel like I fall short. Yeah. Yeah. I'm a glass half empty guy. Yes, Lorena. Yes. Chris Paul is a failure. Let's be honest about it.
I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to speak those words out.
And you know, looking at the way you've been moving with your publicist game, we're going to bump into him hanging out with KP and Nike and stuff in the States. I'm like, yo, Weezer heard the show, man.
No, I'm just going to say it. I'm like, oh, that's you, Chris Paul, the one you called.
No, Chris Paul's had a great career and all that. I just feel like it's got to hurt, man. He's fall short, man. It's got to hurt.
No, it does hurt, especially right away and probably for maybe a little bit of time. But you have to really change your mindset and you have to look at things differently.
No, Lorena, man, let's stop being like that, man. Like, we should celebrate winners, and if you lose, you're a loser. Like, let's stop it, man.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Oh, okay, so you're one of those people that believe kids, like, everyone should get a participation medal, right?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just like, that is just harsh words. And then you're in this like state where you're sulking, you're miserable, and then you're like jealous or maybe envious of other people. Like, you can't live like that.
Let me give you a joke. Devin Booker plays for the Suns, Jrue Holiday and Middleton plays for the Bucks. The Bucks just beat Devin Booker's team. They had to jump on a flight right after the finals because they're playing in the Olympics for Team USA. Imagine how awkward that private plane is. It's just three of them on the plane. It's Devin Booker by himself, and he just got mashed up by Middleton and Jrue Holiday. And he's on the plane with them. Talk about awkward. Would you have said anything? I'll be chill. I'll be like, we done lost already. What do you want me to do?
But that's it. Like, you can't. You're off to the Olympics. Like, that's the big deal. You got to focus on what's next.
And they're looking shaky there, too. But that's neither here nor there. But sorry, Louie, I just want to interject with a little bit of sports. They're looking shaky. Well, you know, Kevin Durant.
Because that's all I got for entertainment. Like,
they're looking shaky, though. They're looking shaky, though. We got to talk more sports. But that was good, Louie. Now you got a little pushback. I didn't know you were such a team player.
Well, I feel like it's all about your mental, your mindset. Yeah.
You know, but I also feel like if people kind of like go along with that mindset that you're talking about too much, it's going to take away from that desire to like really win. Because like, okay, well, you know, if I don't win the championship, it's okay. Well, you know, at least we had a great time. We got here. My family's good. We have money. It's great. I think the fact that that's what I loved about Kobe. Like, if he lost, he wouldn't talk to nobody. Like, I saw a video, and he's like, yo, I don't pass to these guys. These guys come 10 minutes before practice. They leave right after practice. They're not putting in the same kind of work I'm putting in.
I'm saying, like, be mad. Be in that moment, of course, because you worked so hard. So, yes, it does suck. But don't stay there.
No. He can't stay there. The new season will start in a couple months. But he should be really down on himself. Can we agree on that?
Yeah, no, he should be down. It's the championships. Of course, you're going to be down. You're going to be sad. You're going to be like, damn, like, this is messed up. But that should make you go harder the following year. And you should be like Kobe the next day. You should be up early, getting ready for the next season. Like, you shouldn't stay in that mindset all the time. Like, look at these guys with their rings.
Well, that's what Giannis said. He threw a shot at Super Team. But Mr. Giannis Antetokounmpo, I can't even say it. Antetokounmpo, I can't say it. The Greek Freak. Congratulations to you for winning, man. Great numbers, man. This dude is massive, bro. Great numbers. Next year won't be so easy. Brooklyn Nets going to be healthy. Lakers are back. Klay Thompson is back. Kawhi, not so much. But it's the Vaughn Data. You know how we do things. We play hot blazing music. It's the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM. Yeah. So what do you think? We're going to play the new Pop Smoke. The new album is Fate. R.I.P. Pop Smoke. Let go.
The Morning Detour. On CKUT 90.3 FM.
Look, say we in Miami, we just left Mr. Jones with a honey that's down ready to. She said she wanna be a bartender. I'm like, yeah, it's not enough. Before you get that, you better go get a tummy tuck. She like, probably can't give me 55. I ain't giving you shit, I got shit in all of us. She went upstairs and gave my little homie something. The little around and got sprung. She came out the room like popping my third. She just put up with mad word in. You worry about the wrong thing, that's bad work. It's about the cash first. When you down, we roll up that shower, break it down in a bag, girl. If I say that you mind, I mean that you hours. You can't put me first, that's backwards. Say we in Miami, we just left Mr. Jones with a 100 that's down ready to. She said she wanna be a bartender. I'm like, yeah, ain't fat enough. Before you get that, you better go get it, tell me tough. She like, if I'm gonna give me 55, honey. I ain't giving you shit unless you in all of us. She went upstairs and gave my little homie some. The little around, I got sprung.
We in Skyhammer, go all the way up. Got 100 in the field, ready to go. Can't wear no panties on, got dope in my cup. Take a visit to the jeweler, drop a big bag on a drip, yeah. Top of the penthouse, a personal shopper, bring a 5 threads, can't find it in the store. My a strap on a Dior.
smoking out the pound, drink out the bottle. Mermaid, taste like some water. Jimmy Choo shoe, Manolo Blahnik. Copy new jewels just for the fun. Not the number two, short every run. Back to Texas, then she flat up alone. Got a smash with every day like a goal. Making dollars have got me on the move. I be taking shit down like a Tacoma. All the solitaries clear the patrol. Change the temperature when I walk on the road. Take the baddie, that Mr. John. Take the baddie, that Mr. John. Take the baddest, that Mr. John. So we in Miami, we just love Mr. Jones. With 100 that's down, ready to. She say she wanna be the bartender. I'm like, yeah, that's fat enough. Before you get that, you better get it, get it, tell me tough. Say we in Miami, we just left Mr. Jones. With 100 that's down, ready to. She said she wanna be a bartender. I'm like, yeah, that's fat enough. Before you get that, you better go get it, tell me tough. She like, probably gonna give me 55. I ain't giving you unless you get all of us. She went upstairs and gave my little homie some. The little go around and got sprung.
DJ Moon 1 in the building. We on Fridays.
Thriving right now. But he was, you know, he was trying to pull people up with him. He wasn't even to where he was about to be. He just was trying to, he was trying to get, I mean, he was on his, he was well on his way. It's just tragic. 20 years old, rest in peace, God bless Pop Smoke.
Look, mama made it. Mama made it, we made it. Mama made it, thank God that I made it. Mama made it, we made it. Look, mama made it. Look, I remember the days. Same fit 4 weeks straight. I used to eat 50 cent cake. Now it's for leaves. It's for leaves for the state. And hella thoughts up in the reef. I can't wipe that thought till I get out my face. We get your big brother. We get your little brother. Now it's for leaves. It's for leaves for the state. And hella thoughts up in the reef. Sit up in the limb, skirt off. I spent 50 up in bird off. I got you never heard of. Buy it, I don't care what it costs, no. And I always keep a pole. Rain, snow, I did 100 on a pro. If you drop in the wool, we come where you live. Black nine if you rip. Pull up and empty the clip, whoa. Drag, had to strap or something. And the floor swimming reckless. Please do not play with me. Yeah, I keep a K with me. Look, mama made it. Mama made it, we made it. Mama made it. Thank God that I made it. Mama made it, we made it. Look, mama made it. Mama made it. We come from the trenches. Trap, trap. Same fit for a week straight. You know what I'm saying? 50 cent kick. Now we ain't Philly State.
Look, Tyler got the album of the year. For now. But Pop about to drop. I see the platinum in the clouds. Now Push about to drop. So real trapper, stick around. The crown is only for the king. They trying to place it on a clown. I declare war. Nickname, he sell raw. Different city, same ghetto. Bring the woos on tour. Push start, drop top, 812, two door. Baby Rover, Benz coupe. Gotta choose yours. How could I not? Woo! How could I not? When the brick is 36, how could I stop? These Richard Mills are one of one. How could I watch? We made it, we made it. Whether you like it or not.
Yeah! This is for my street dudes. Uptown, I see you. DJ, I see you. Burgundy, I see you. Five E. Motivation music. We got no love for haters. It's the morning detour, let go.
Gave up on me. Should've never gave up on me. I made it, homie. And rewarded everybody who waited on me. I'm about to switch, and I'm about to switch back. Life is a yeah. I get you, man. Wow, look, give me a break, kick back. I know she want me to hit that, but I'm focused on a big bag. I'll let you fuck when I get back. Now I'm making bigger moves. I've been lied on, I've been ridiculed. They're pitiful, they'll switch up on you for an interview. Yeah,
and switch up on you for it. Island front, everywhere I go with a gun. Every case I caught, I go on a route. Every folk I see gon' go on the jump. Every pick I take, I'm home in the blunt. Every damn go home and I want. I remember I was down in the dumps. I was feeding, giving them lunch. But I remember my bitch pregnant, my mom's in the hospital dying. Damn, it was early December. I'm losing my crib. Oof. My life in a blender, I really said what I did and I did what I said. I was never one of these pretenders. Some gave up on me. Should've never gave up on me. I made it, homie, and rewarded everybody who waited on me. I'm about to switch, and I'm about to switch back. Life is, yeah, I get too big, man. Wow, look, give me a break, Kit Kat. I know she want me to hit that, but I'm focused on a big bag. I'll let you fuck when I get back. I gave them my life. I give them all me. I see you ballin', but how you gon' win against the winners? Boy, you playing the wrong team. I let the doggies off the dog leash. I let the doggies off the dog leash.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
It takes a good dose of courage and perseverance to get through a pandemic.
True. But it also takes a good dose of patience, resilience, confidence, optimism, humor, and love. Not to mention a dose of determination, endurance, empathy, motivation, hope, and ingenuity.
But above all, it takes a second dose of vaccine.
A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
This is Luke D.
Real food you want. Come to Mango Bay every day.
Real food.
Mango Bay Restaurant, located in the heart of downtown Montreal, 1236 Mackay Street, Suite 201. For reservations, please call 514-875-7082 or visit mangobay.ca. Real food.
Let's get together and feel all right.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Montreal, my city. Welcome back to the Morning Detour. I'm your host, Weezy Moonchase, alongside Lorena PR. Now it's Friday. You already know we do amazing interviews. This week is not no different. He is only 23 years old. He's a producer. He's a filmmaker. He's an all-around super creative. Fresh off doing the Jimmy Kimmel Live show with Kelly Rowland, he has a new EP out called Things Take Shape. It's pop, it's R&B, it's rap. I don't know what it is. He is the hottest producer in the music game right now. So Montreal, my city, I'd like to introduce to the show, super producer, Mr. Amorphous. How you doing, King?
What is up? Thank you so much. That was an incredible introduction. So thank you so much for that. I'm doing good. How are y'all doing today?
Well, listen, man, we're blessed. We're much better. You're in the building with us. So you just dropped your new EP, Things Take Shape. It's your first joint. It's official. It's out right now. You are Apple's featured artist. So what's the feeling right now?
The feelings are, you know, I kind of got my big, big viral moment doing mashups. And so it definitely was a little bit of pressure to kind of prove to not only to like myself, but to other people like, yo, I'm so much more than that, because it's so easy to be boxed in and to be only known for what you were viral for. So for me to, you know, I've put out this project, my first EP, it's not even the album yet, and it's to feature industry legends and veterans, like you said, like Brandy, Kelly Rowland. It's honestly incredible. And the biggest thing that I can always say is that I am so blessed, and all I want to do is use my voice to inspire. So I've been so happy with the response to it. It was number one on the R&B and Soul charts on iTunes for like 3 days straight, and it makes me really excited for the future, and I feel really content with the love and support I've gotten.
Listen, I've been playing the EP all weekend. Talk about making somebody feel good. You know, I want to go hug a tree. I want to call some ex-girlfriend. I want to go feed the poor. You know, when you gave us songs like The Wave and The Vibe, how did you know how you wanted to conceptualize what your sound was going to be? Because I see elements of pop, I see elements of R&B, rap. So how did you know how you mm-hmm. wanted to conceptualize your sound that you're going to put out to the world right now?
Well, I mean, like, I've always been producing ever since I started beatboxing when I was 4 and started really producing in about, like, 2010, 2011. And I'm such a huge fan of so many different genres. I think that's why a lot of my mashups got a lot of love, because it was combining different genres, different generations. And so that shows in my versatility as a producer. And it's honestly, I didn't go into it with any type of, like, straightforward thing. Like, I'm going to make this sound, I'm going to incorporate this sound. It was just, it spoke authentically through me. When I was working with those artists in the studio, it just kind of came out. And I think the reason why it still ended up being pretty cohesive is because even though you have different inspirations from different producers, for example, The Wave, heavily inspired by Timbaland, I felt like that was a great ode and homage to not only my childhood, but showed people that I studied the greats. There's also songs like The Vibe that have, like, a completely new sound that's literally me. So I feel like whenever I go through different genres, there's always going to be this signature sound that people can tell, okay, I know Amorphous did that.
Listen, I'm going to need a Miami party with Just The Vibe. You know, 12, 14 tracks, Just The Vibe in Miami. Let's get the water bottles. Let's get the black light. Let's do what we do. Let's get this thing popping properly.
Right. You know, that's a good idea.
I'm telling you, Amorphous, this is what I do. This is what I do.
Let's go.
A couple years ago, you dropped this classic, the BZ, Jay-Z, Beyonce mashup. I'm sorry, Amorphous, I was late to the party. Larina Bent knew about it. That joint was crazy. It changed my life. You know, I'm going to keep it 1,000 with you. I'm a big Ho fan. So you was pulling on my heartstrings a little bit. It was so good.
Thank you.
You know, I have it up there with the Jay-Z, Notorious B.I.G., The Commission. And to me, that was a classic mashup.
Yeah.
Like to me, you gotta be a genius, right? Because how did you even know, like, what tracks to mix together? Like, the song, I Woke Up Like This, and you mixed it with I Got All the Keys. I was like, oh my gosh, Future, Beyonce, Jay-Z, it's amazing. Okay. Like, I know now Beyonce was caught playing the BZ mashup in one of her dressing rooms and all that. You should still do the mashups. Like, you have your EP stuff, but you still do the mashups. I think that's mixtape Amorphous. You know, it's a beautiful thing. It's
yeah,
crazy.
For sure. I think for me, it's like the reason why I was always a little bit against the grain on in terms of, like, necessarily being known for the mashups, because unfortunately, and hopefully I can change that, I'm already in some conversations, but it can get really messy with copyright. I mean, you look at, like, some of, like, the official releases I've had, like the fact that Sunshine got cleared by Rihanna and Luther Vandross, the fact that I got a CeCe Peniston sample on my debut EP. It's like, okay, well, there's different ways that I could probably go about it without necessarily getting into label trouble. But BZ, wow, you brought me back. That was, what, 2017? I was in film school. And I had already kind of gotten a little bit of, like, you know, internet clout through SoundCloud and stuff for my productions and mashups. And I had a pretty big YouTube following at the time. And I did this, like, one, I think the first mashup that I did was of, it was a Formation. And what song did I mash it up with? Can I curse on here? Okay. I'm like, all right. it was a Formation and Nigga What, Nigga Who by Jay-Z. And I posted on Twitter and it just blew up. And I was like, oh, you know what? I'm going to go home and just continue making these mashups. I'm a huge Jay-Z fan. I used to go around the house with my cap on backwards, rapping Jay-Z. Then I turned it out and do the Ring the Alarm choreography in front of my family. So I was a big fan of both, you know? And I made that little mashup mixtape in like 30 minutes, right? As soon as I got home from school, did a little like trailer to make it seem like really cool and official. Put it up on Twitter, went to sleep, and then I woke up and it was just Billboard Complex everywhere. And I was like, what? It's crazy.
You talented, baby. I promise you. Montreal, my city. We got super producer Amorphous in the building. He has a new EP out, Things Take Shape, featuring Brandy, Kalani, Kelly Rowling, Co. This thing is amazing. Amorphous, you on your way. You already there? You have arrived.
I still want to talk about the mashups because this one, I feel like, I don't know. A lot of people kind of just let that slid under the radar.
Yeah.
I know you announced it, but your collaboration with Division. So you all know Montreal, how much I love Division. So I'm one of those kids that always got CDs, read the credits. I still read the credits. And I remember I saw a track and I saw your name there. And I was super excited because I was just like, this is so deserving. So could you explain to people like what track you were on and how that came together? Because I thought it was so cool.
Well, firstly, thank you so much for the kind words. Again, I don't take any of it for granted. Wow. I've always been a huge fan of Division ever since they released their first project September 5th. I remember when they would drop songs on SoundCloud like once a month leading up to it. And I always told myself, I said, I want to work with Division so bad. I don't know how it's going to happen, but I just wanted to. And 2019, it was November, they had dropped their song called In Between. As soon as I dropped it, I just mashed it up with Usher's Nice and Slow. I was bored, and I felt like it would go together really well. That's just kind of what I heard. And I posted it on Instagram. And 1985 didn't follow me or anything at the time. I think it was Daniel that actually saw it. And as soon as I posted it, like 5 minutes later, I get a message from 1985, and I see it's like actually 1985, you know, the verified check mark. You know, I'm like struggling in LA at the time, so I'm freaking out. I'm like, oh my gosh, are you kidding me? And at first I thought he was going to say, yo, what are you doing? We just dropped this song. Take that down. You trying to take our shine or something? But he was like, yo, kid, we've been seeing you for a minute. We heard like your Aaliyah and Division match that you did a couple years ago. You're so talented. You're a genius. Wanted to reach out and see if, we could turn that the mashup you did into like an official remix of the track for our album. Obviously, I say, hell yeah. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? So, you know, I start to, you know, have a repertoire with 1985, and we start to talk and get really close. You know, I look at him like a cousin now. I could call him up for anything, similar to Daniel. And I had no idea that Snow was going to be featured on it. I kind of just let them do their thing. You know, 1985, he's, you know, production guru. It's their project. But that's how Between Us came about. And you hear the Nice and Slow sample and how it's flipped. So sometimes, like, in my sets, I drop, like, the original mashup just because, like, you know, I kind of like it. Just a little bit more. Just kidding. Just kidding. Right. Just let them know. Just let them know. You know, I could come with it. But I think, you know, one of the biggest things, you know, 1985, he was part of my short film that I just did with Apple for their Up Next artist for July. And just to hear the things that he said to me, like, he gave me so much advice about navigating in the industry. But he was like, you didn't even need that advice because you were already doing it. He was like, you don't need to ask me for anything. You transitioned from being the viral kid on Twitter to now you're legitimately a producer in what, less than 6 months? He's like, that's unprecedented. So I'm very, very happy with that. I'm going to be working with them a lot more in the future for my own stuff, for their stuff. Love Division. It's going to be a lot of Division Amorphous soon, so it'll be fun.
I love that. But did you catch how he said, oh, I just put it together, I was bored, and then
That's how it always starts. That's how it always starts.
You cannot tell me you did that BZ mashup in just a week. That's crazy.
Yep. My friends can vouch for it.
Okay, so you a genius. So when you see Timbo and Pharrell, you let them know you on levels. That's amazing.
You know, all I can say is for myself, like I said, I've been doing this for a minute now, and I only do it really for the sake that I enjoy doing it. And when you enjoy doing something so much, it kind of becomes second nature. So it's always funny when I hear people be like, oh my gosh, you're a genius. You're so amazing. Like, how did you do that? I'm like, yo, like, this is what I've been doing for a while, but I totally accept that. And I'm very blessed to hear that.
And then I also wanted to talk about Jimmy Kimmel, because you just did your first big live performance on Jimmy Kimmel with Kelly Rowland. Another thing I have to mention with that also people don't talk about, is that you were introduced by Arsenio Hall. Like, that's a big deal.
Okay. I mean, hold up, because I did not even know he was hosting that episode. No, I had no idea. And so when, you know, I'm seeing it go live, and I'm like, oh, it's Arsenio Hall actually, like, announced me. It's my first live performance. Hold on. It was it all came together. That performance was really, really incredible for me, because I got to stick to my creative vision. And my creative vision through anything is to have it be a thing of celebrating Black excellence, celebrating Black womanhood, celebrating Black queer excellence. And so I got to include a lot of my friends that were, you know, part of my journey in that performance. Duran Bernard, my friends that are dancers, I asked them to come out and just, like, be part of it, because not only do I want to continue to just, like, level up myself, but it's about giving your friends, giving other people, especially in our communities, opportunities. And it wasn't like I was planning for that. It was just like, yo, can you just be in this video? But it was an incredible experience. Kelly Rowland is, I mean, Kelly Rowland. That's all I can say. She's Kelly Rowland. She's so genuine. She's so down to earth. And she taught me so much about my confidence, about not feeling like because you're sticking to your creative vision that you're being, you're putting your foot down, that that's compromising your humbleness. People are going to understand your heart. And if they don't, that's on them. But when it comes to your creative vision, you need to stick to it. And we came out with a beautiful performance. I wish CeCe Peniston could have been there, but we'll be performing sometime soon, I'm sure. So I was just over the moon. And it was a statement. It was a statement that I'm here to stay. I'm not going anywhere, so.
Listen, we can't afford you to go anywhere. We still need that good feeling music. Right. You know, you got the beautiful smile, the shiny face, things is happening. You've had a lot of very interesting viral moments that are only unique to you. I want to throw a couple of them at you and tell me, walk me through it a little bit. Your first in-studio session was with Kalani, and we love Kalani up here. I've been playing songs. I didn't even know you were the one producing
this. Yes.
You know what I mean? So walk me through, what was it like being in your first studio session with such a major artist like Kalani?
Listen, Kalani is one of the dopest human beings to exist. And I feel like the fact that they... I can't even say took a chance on me, because if I say that, they're going to be in my messages right now. Like, I didn't take a chance on you. You already was doing the thing. But in my mind, I felt like they were taking a chance on me. You know, I'm newcomer in the industry. And originally, our conversations were me doing something for her project. So when I went to that session, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, all right, I'm about to be on, like, Lonnie album or something. And I'm playing her, like, a bunch of different, like, tracks that I've been doing. And they just look at me and they're like, so, Jameer, you know I want to be on your project, right? You know that's what this session is for. I was like, huh? They were like, you're leading this session, so what do you want me to do? You direct me. Do you want to make this type of song? Like, I don't care. I'm willing to do whatever. I trust you. And I was like, what? I mean, I was kind of thinking of that. I was shook. I was like, I mean, to look back at that session and see where I was, even on a confidence level, I was pretty timid. I'm like, it's Kalani. I'm a huge fan. I don't want to direct Kalani. Like, what the hell is that? You're Kalani. So, but, you know, plus they had their crew in there as well. So it was like, ugh, I was a little bit worried, but they all made me feel so safe. And the moment that I kind of started on the production of what became Back Together, I started with the bass line, and it was literally like 30 seconds into it. And they all looked at me and they were like, what the this is the one. And I was like, okay. And we just went with it. And we finished that song that day. And it was just a beautiful, beautiful moment. And it showed me a lot about myself. But also, you know, you hear so many horrible things about the industry. But it's really about who you are as a person, about being diligent. You can either A, let the industry destroy you and change you into a bitter, you know, egotistical person. But if you stay grounded and you stay grounded in your faith and what you believe in, you can be a good person and still be successful. And Kalani taught me that first session out.
Montreal, my city, you can't get stories like that. It doesn't get realer than that. I have another viral moment for you right now, Morpheus. I heard Fat Joe and DJ Khaled hits you on the FaceTime. Let me tell you something. If Fat Joe hit me up, I'm on the first plane down to Miami. I promise you that.
Right. Listen, okay, this was like a week or two of craziness. It was like I was blowing up. John Legend was in my mentions. Jasmine Sullivan, Janet Jackson, everybody was talking to me. And so I'm just like overwhelmed. It was just a lot of love. You know, I had gone from what, 9,000 followers to like 88,000 in those 2 weeks, which was crazy. And I don't check my Instagram requests. At least I didn't at the time. It was on some T-Pain stuff. I didn't know that thing even existed. So for some reason, I decided to check it. And the first thing I see, it's Fat Joe. And he had messaged me like maybe 5 minutes before. So I'm so glad I caught it. He was like, yo, bro, trying to get in touch with you. What's your number? And I was like, what? I'm like, what the hell does Fat Joe want with me? I'm thinking maybe he's like, yo, do something with Verses. So I give him my number. As soon as I texted it to him, FaceTime, I was like, what is going on? And I answered FaceTime, and I always got to do my best Fat Joe impression. Love him dearly. He's like, yo, Amorphis, what's up? Young King, Young Legend, how you feeling tonight? Yo, you's a genius, that Rihanna, that Luther. I mean, what, bro? Like, you on your way. So let me tell you something. DJ Khaled right here in the building, and I want to let you know that we rapped on your song, and we want to put it out officially. We want to get it clear, Rihanna, everything. And I was like, what are you talking about? And he plays me Sunshine. And all I could do was just sit there and just, you know, express my gratitude. That's all I could do. All I could do is just say thank you. And I was just really proud of myself, too, because of the fact that, like, I had already had my system in place in terms of, like, management and lawyers and everything. So, like, when an opportunity like that came about, it wasn't like I had to play catch up. It was like, no, we're doing this for real. So it was a beautiful experience. And, you know, he flew me out to Miami to be in the video. And I was like, what the hell? Diddy's there. And Diddy comes up to me after the shoot. And he's like, yo, bro, keep doing what you're doing. You're on your way to becoming a legend. I'm like, to hear that from industry veterans, that quickly was just really, really a blessing. Just such a blessing.
I gotta ask you, because you're dropping a lot of names on us. What was the vibe when you met Diddy? Walk me through that. Was it all shiny suits and Ciroc? What was the energy there when you met Diddy and Joe and Khaled and them?
All right, I'm gonna go down the list of everybody's energy. So Diddy was the first one to walk in the room. And he walks in and he just nods at me. And I'm like, yo, what's up? So it was like this cool energy. DJ Khaled comes in the room. And he, you know, he's so animated. He gets on the ground and he's like bowing down to me. I'm like, what are you doing, bro? I'm like, get up. He's like, yo, like this wouldn't have happened without you. I'm like, whatever. And then, you know, Joe comes in and I finally get to meet Joe. But Diddy was really cool. He was, you know, he knows Joe and Khaled more than me. So obviously I was letting them have their little moment. I'm only 23 and, you know, they a little bit up there. So I'm letting them do their thing. But he was really cool and everyone was really supportive. And I think one thing for me, again, as a young black gay man, I was a little bit nervous. I'll be completely honest. I'm like, these are some industry veterans in hip hop, and hip hop is notoriously homophobic. But I was so celebrated, embraced, and, you know, they were all being like, be yourself. Like, that's why you got here. Don't let nobody say anything to you. And if they do, call us up, because pop, pop, pop. It's like, we got it.
Okay, let me ask you this. How did Oprah end up buying you a laptop?
You know what's so funny? So these AirPod Maxes I'm using, Oprah. The laptop that I'm on right now, Oprah. I'm never getting rid of this stuff ever. This is going to the museum. You know, just flexing a bit. But that was a moment where it really showed me how God works. Because I had made a tweet to Apple, and I was telling myself, I was going back and forth whether I should make it. You know, I didn't want to seem like desperate on Twitter. You know how people be talking. But I was like, it's never going to hurt, because my laptop that I was using to make all the mashups and the productions and the film stuff, it was on its last leg, honestly. And so I just, as a joke, like straight up, I just tweeted app and I was like, can y'all please give me a new laptop? And I used like an Oprah gift that I use all the time, not thinking anything of it. It was just really funny. And I remember like that night, everyone was like, somebody please get him a laptop or whatever. I go to sleep. And I wake up the next day, and that's usually how it happens. I go to sleep and I wake up and my life changes. But I woke up and my phone is just like buzzing. And I'm like, what the hell happened? Like, something clearly had to have topped what just happened these past 2 weeks. And every one of my messages is like, Oprah, Oprah, Oprah. I'm like, Oprah, what? Is everything okay? Like, did something happen? Like, we're in a tumultuous time. We're losing a lot of black legends. Don't play with me. And so I text back one of my friends and he's like, shut up and check your Twitter. I'm like, all right. I go and check my Twitter, and the first thing that I see is Oprah, verified checkmark, quoting my tweet and saying, brand new MacBook on the way to your house to help keep you dancing into 2021, or something like that. Help us keep dancing into 2021. And so not only did I realize that Oprah was a fan, which was the biggest thing, but she was giving me a laptop. And she, I mean, spec'd out top grade M1 chip, 2 terabytes. I mean, she knew, because I was like, hold up, I do some film stuff and I need a beefy little machine to be able to, you know, edit and all that stuff. And she hooked me up, and I'm forever grateful for that, because just the way that my life has transpired, everyone has a story. Everyone's come from somewhere. We all go through hard times. And my specific story of just like overcoming trauma, overcoming self-doubt, these last 7 months have really showed me not just believing in myself, but the impact that you can have on people. And that's why I do what I do. The fact that I get messages from people, you know, that were in the hospital when I dropped that Rihanna Luther mashup and said, that made me want to get up and dance. You can't express how that makes one feel. And that's how I know if today was my last day, I'm totally content with the impact that I've had. So I'm very, very blessed.
I love that. And I remember that moment because I was there and I was like cheering you on when Oprah tweeted that. So I thought that was amazing. And you're giving a lot of hope to people, especially during such a hard time during the pandemic. Yeah. We were kind of all kind of like living through you and cheering you on. So we were like supporting you all the way. We still are, always will. I have a question. It's a little bit off.
Might Go be ahead.
To answer, but you know, we just celebrated Aaliyah's album, Aaliyah, that was July 17th in the US and then July 7th internationally. Mm-hmm. And I know you're like, I call you like the president of the Aaliyah fan club, because I'm a huge Aaliyah fan, but I know you probably know more than me. You did the documentary too on her as well.
Yeah.
So I want to know if you can answer this. What is your favorite track from the Aaliyah album?
I will absolutely. I can answer that so easily. Oh, it's okay. Rock the Boat. It's rocked, but I love every single song from that project. But shout out to the fact that it's 20 years since she lost her life, and the fact that her legacy, even despite her music not being like readily available in streaming, is still so incredible. And just a quick note about like my EP, it came out July 7th, which was the day that it was released in Japan. And that wasn't like something I said. Apple said they were dropping the Up Next thing on July 7th. So we're like, all right, bet, we're going to drop the project then. And like, a couple of days before, you know, the project dropped, I realized, dang, Aaliyah dropped her album 7 years, it's 20 years ago, on the 7th. So I feel like everything has just happened for, you know, everything happens for a reason. But that definitely was a moment I was like, she low-key watching over me. And I love that. I love that. Because it speaks to who I am.
Yeah, I think that too, because you guys have a lot of similarities with both being Capricorn. Mm-hmm. No, but I know it might be crazy. I see the similarities, but like, I feel like at 22, that's when your career like started to take off. Unfortunately.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, she passed away.
Yeah. Then. Yeah.
So I see like a lot of similarities. So
That's very nice. Thank you so much. I mean, again, she's had such an incredible impact on my life ever since I was little. I got into her right before she passed, thanks to my brother. That's my first memories, is beatboxing, We Need a Resolution. So I didn't spend much time with her while she was here on earth, but I feel like that doesn't matter. Music lives on, people's legacies live on, and it's there to inspire, you know, generations beyond, whether they were there with those artists when they were physically on this earth or not. So I'm just blessed to be in a position where I'm always gonna rep Baby Girl. I'm always just gonna rep Black entertainment and Black culture, period, because that's what it is. That's what I am. And that's what we're all about. And it's all about paying it forward and putting other people on and just pushing the culture forward.
Definitely.
Now, Morpheus, before we let you go, give us a little insight. I don't want you to get in trouble with your team, but give us a little insight of what's to come, what you got brewing. You know what I mean? You're mad creative. You're linked up with everybody.
That'll be all right.
We're definitely going to need the full sit down. Yeah. You're going to have to come on Running With Wolves and give us the full sit down. But what's to come?
I'm down. I love this energy. I'm coming back. What to expect? There's another project dropping this year, another EP. I can say that in a few months. So, you know, I wanted to do like a nice 1-2 punch before we head into album mode and film mode. And I really shake people up because there's a lot of big film stuff that's going to be happening. I think people are going to be shocked that the things that I've been doing behind the scenes, you know, I've put in the work to make sure that when I did have a moment like this, I was prepared and I was ready to go in those conversations, that the talent was already there, wasn't questioned, that my business was set up correct. So there's going to be some film stuff coming soon. I'm really, really excited about it. I can't wait for that to be announced. But a new project probably in November or December, a new EP, and then you'll be hearing a full-length album, which will have some really great people in it. I'm working on that too at the same time. So lots of work, but lots of good music to keep y'all feeling good.
There is no way you're only 23. You're moving like an industry vet already. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I be feeling like I've been here for a minute. Like I said, I've been doing this, so.
You must have been doing this in a past life. Because if you're only 23 now, at 30, you're going to retire a legend. A legend.
You know what? I would love to do that. I would love to retire at 30 and say, you know what, forget it. My mom is taken care of. My kids, if I have, you know. We'll see. We'll see. But I think what I want to do whenever, like, just really quick, my last thing I'll say, is again about paying it forward, about getting in the streets and just like giving back to so many communities, so many young Black people that just need that support system as creatives. And so like my overall goal is to like create just like this industry renowned HBCU for everything entertainment business, film, music. Like when I'm on my Quincy Jones stuff, like 70, when I'm like 70, that's what I want to do. But like, that's what I'm all about. So
Montreal, my city, yeah. We've been speaking with super producer Morpheus, filmmaker, creator. He has a new EP out called Things Take Shape. He's the hottest producer in the game right now. Now, Morpheus, last question before I let you go. I know you have the filmmaking background as well. If you could do anybody's biopic, whose biopic would you do? Because I know you did the Aaliyah one, but they took it down because it looked too real. But whose one would you do?
I'm less of a biopic person and more of a documentary person, because I feel like biopics can, you set yourself up for failure a lot in a lot of ways for that. But the documentary that I really want to make is on Missy Elliott. I had like a trailer that I did for one, and I was pitching to Netflix and stuff. So wink, wink.
You know, listen, that's going to be the one, because Missy is one of the most charismatic, creative people to ever grace hip-hop. She's been a jewel. Amorphis, please come back to the show. This has been dope all morning. We're about to jump into it right now. We're going to do a special mashup. Amorphis, all of your classics. You know, a little tidbit from the new EP, Things Take Shape. It's on all streaming platforms. We appreciate you, Young King.
Thank you so much. I truly, truly appreciate it. And I can't wait to be back on here. We need to talk outside of this and just chill out, get to know each other, because that's what it's all about. So thank you so much for having me, and I hope you have a blessed day.
Thank you.
All right, talk soon. Bye, y'all.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Montreal, my city. This is the Amorphis Mix. DJ Moon, one in the building. We gonna kick this off. Mashup King, baby. He's got the new EP out. Things Take Shape.
Now you're going in. I'm lost without you here now. But I know I gotta live and make it somehow.
This is sound like some baby making music. You know how we do things, nothing but the vibes, the Morning Detour.
Sorry.
23 years old, he produced the song for Division.
Some days I take
Snow Allegra, Between Us.
You could be the star in my universe if I just took time to plan it. Told me secrets you ain't wanna. Trust is big for you, that's why I'm keeping it a honor. Crazy wanna, bullshit in common just keeps us apart when we should be starting to keep our promises. We could be promising. You say I'm closed off. Let's open up and take our clothes off. I don't want nothing in between us. Nothing there to stop the feeling. I don't want nothing in between us. Got me thinking this might be love. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, yeah. Don't be sorry, just be careful, baby. You know my heart is fragile. Don't say shit that you don't really mean. Cause that's just hard to handle. I love how it was when it was just
me and you. They know the truth, so we gon' watch how we move. But nothing beats the feeling that you're giving me, even if it ain't forever. Ooh, just keep it honest. We made some promises, they got opinions, but that won't change a thing. We got each other. Let's shut the world off and take our clothes off,
I
baby.
I don't want nothing in between. Yeah. Ooh.
Watch it out.
Like this right here.
This gotta be the best morning show in the city. Who doesn't like Weezy and Lalo in the morning? They don't do Fridays like us, Make sure you catch his new EP. Things Take Shape, Amorphis. He's a legend.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Did you sleep on the wrong side? I'm catching a bad vibe, and it's contagious. What's the latest? Speak your heart, don't bite your tongue. Don't get it twisted, no misuse. What's your problem? Let's resolve. We can solve it. What's the cause? It's official. You got issues, I got issues. But I know I miss you.
Are you supposed to change?
Who should be hurt? Who should be blamed?
Are you supposed to change?
Who should be hurt? Who should be shamed?
Am I supposed to change? Are you supposed to change?
Who should be hurt? Will we remain for
us? I need a resolution. I need a resolution. I need a resolution. We have so much confusion. Where were you last night?
I fell asleep on the couch. I thought we were going out. I wanna know.
Are your fingers broke?
If you had let me know, I wouldn't have put on my clothes. What's 4 in the morning when you crept back in the bed? I wanna know
what was in your head,
or what was in my head. Am I supposed to change?
Am I supposed to change? Are you supposed to change?
Who should be hurt? Who should be blamed?
Am I supposed to change? Are you supposed to change?
Who should be hurt? Who should be ashamed?
Am I supposed to change? Are you supposed to change?
Who should be hurt? And will we remain?
Need you for the old me, need you for my sanity, need you to remind me where I come from. Can you remind me of my gravity? Call me when I'm tumbling, spiraling, plummeting down to earth. You keep me down to earth. Call me on my bullshit. Lie to me and save my booty, getting bigger, even if it ain't. Tell me even if it rain, tell me even if it pain you. I know I be difficult, you know I be difficult, you know it gets difficult.
Your love is a one in a million, it goes on.
Cause you got a big booty. I know I'd rather be paid up. You know I'm sensitive about having no booty, having nobody, only you. Buddy, can you hold me when nobody's around us?
Your love is a one in a million. They fall back when I say I got it, cause it ain't their place. And
You can say it to my face now. Been a little while, we can FaceTime. Pull up to my crib, it's a FaceTime. Know it's been a minute, you still got my digits. I still can listen. You know I'm still the realest. I ain't been tripping, I ain't gon' miss it. Need you to know we ain't getting back together. But that doesn't mean that we can't come together. I find it we're better somewhere in the middle.
You didn't see that coming, huh? You wasn't ready for that one, chill. This is the War for Smash Up. DJ Boom One. We're so good at this. The mighty CKUT.
Do it on the bed, on the floor, on the couch, and kiss your lips and make it to my mouth. Just because I can't kiss back doesn't mean you can't kiss back.
Okay. Finally, the words you used to try to hurt me don't mean a thing. Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Are you a tenant in Montreal? Do you have questions about your rights? Your local housing committee can help. To find the housing committee for your neighborhood or for more resources, go to www.rclalq.qc.ca.
For a Free Palestine, an evening of films by Palestinian women, on Monday, July 26th. This is a sunset screening, Cinema Politica's first live event since the pre-COVID era. This event will start at 7 p.m. It will take place behind 3729 Jomols in the alley. Enter by the parking lot on Saint-Famille, just south of Pine Avenue. That's Monday, July 26th. This event is co-presented by the Dakira Collective, Milton Park Citizens Committee, Projection Insurgée, Academics for Palestine at Concordia University, and Students in Solidarity for Palestinian Human Rights at McGill. Info, cinemapolitica.org. This is a CKUT Radio co-presentation.
Vaccination against COVID-19 is ongoing throughout Quebec. The combined effect of two doses ensures better efficacy of the vaccine, reducing the risk of getting and transmitting the virus.